Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, Areini Kabaras Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo, we're in Perek Lamed Beis. And after the great miracle of the destruction of Sancheirib, Yishayo now gives the description of what an ideal Jewish king represents to the Jewish people. And so he says, "Hein letzedek yimloch melech ulesar mishpat yeshuru." The right, it's for righteousness that we have a king, and a man who should be like a wind shelter and a flood refuge, as streams of water in the desert. Right? What does that mean? The purpose of a king is to promote righteousness. A tzaddik is a person who does what's supposed to be done. First of all, he has to be a man. He has to be powerful, independent of political pressure, and be beholden to Torah, right? And that's like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who by his righteousness protected the people of Yerushalayim, right? Then the Nabi describes the attitude of the people towards the words in the Nevi'im, under the influence of a righteous king. He says, "Einei ro'im ba'oznei shomim." The people, when they have a righteous society, the people's eyes and ears are open to the needs of each other. Each person has an open ear and a keen eye towards the needs of one another. And that's the type of life we look for at the time of Mashiach. And we go on to say, the heart of the hasty will understand, right? What is that? Levam nimharim yavin ladas. The people who are rushing are not going to rush to see how they stick to get out of things, to pay attention to whether the person of authority is going to say a Dvar Torah. They're so ready to run into their own conclusions. We say, here they're going to actually rush to go listen to the words. They're going to go ahead and proceed correctly. And they're going to learn the language of Lashon Ilgim, Temar L'Dabar Tzachos. They're going to learn to, the stutterers are now going to speak clearly. The Navi's words are going to be loud and clear, not stuttered. And under Chizkiyo, that was the case. The previous generations acted falsely. This generation was able to act honestly and righteously. And under Chizkiyo, or the eventual Mashiach, there'll be clarity, there'll be honesty. The confusion that was earlier between good and bad, between truth and sheker, will all disappear. So, the people who appear to be tzaddikim will be able to speak publicly about human rights, equality, and freedom. But they're really corrupt people who have vile thoughts. People get lost in that. In the time of Mashiach, we'll understand exactly what people are doing. And whatever comes out, it's funny, because in our times as well, the Nevuah, see, it stands tall and proud. Sometimes we have people who process religion as the negative force in the world. The truth is, religion has honest, and it has values, and that's it's much more than a secular society wants us to live with it. We have to be very careful. People get lost in that. Under a environment of honesty, people's honesty will be easy to tell, and people will not engage in falsehood and sheker. And in the world before Mashiach, there'll be people who may appear to be righteous and faithful, but who are really nafal. They're morally decayed and low people. Those people may not be recognized for who they are, and they may still be honored and held in high esteem. But when Mashiach comes, all that becomes clear. And that's what the Navi tells us over here as well. Yishayo saw that all of this had the potential of being realized during Chizkiyahu, who could have been Mashiach. And he saw that the truth had started to slip in. And during a period of time in Chizkiyahu's reign, Yishayo's predictions of the ideal society were realized. The Chachamim tell us Chizkiyahu doesn't become Mashiach. The coming of Mashiach gets postponed. Chizkiyahu only lived 15 years after the destruction of Sancheiriv, and he is survived by Menashe, who's backwards. He goes into the worst places. Knowing that Chizkiyahu is not the Mashiach, Yishayo now tells the people they shouldn't become lulled by this fictitious sense of security. They have to be prepared for hard times. He sees other bad things happening. And so in Pasuk Tes, it seems like he's talking to the women, because he talks to Nashim Shinanos Komna Shmana Koli. He tells the girls to listen. Halzina Imrasi. It sounds like he's talking to the women. But here, Botchos and Shinanos, the truth is that, according to Rashi and Radak, they're speaking to the people living in larger cities and smaller cities. And what we mean to say is, people who are living in peace and security, you should just know Mashiach didn't come. You have to be prepared for hard times that are coming on. And you have to be ready to understand that bad things are going to happen. And so a person has a responsibility to prepare himself or herself. He has a responsibility to understand that in that sad journey into captivity, the Nabi's going to see people looking back at the good times, who are going to be beating on their breasts and mourning over the lost fields, these formerly fruitful fields. They're now going to become thorns and thistles. Yerushalayim is also going to be covered in thorns and thistles. And then he sees them mourning for the destroyed Beis HaMikdash and for Yerushalayim, which now has wild animals running over. And he says the spiritual and physical blessings were held back because of the exile. Yishayahu now says, look, there's going to be a future after that exile. He's going to be beyond the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. There's going to be a time of the real Mashiach. There are going to be physical blessings at that time. The Galus is going to exist ad yare aleinu ruach marom, until spiritual resources have been removed will be poured back from the heavenly container. And when Mashiach comes, all of those spiritual resources will again be emptied. By a midbar like Carmelo, Carmel Yaye Chashev, desert land will become garden land like a forest. Things will move back in. And with Mashiach, righteousness and justice returns. Tzedakah will come back. Things are going to be more positive. And the description of peace and security in Am Yisrael will be described as Hashkef Etach Ad Olam. It's going to be quiet forevermore. And that era of Mashiach will have a permanent peace, where we talk about Yehi Shlama Rambam in Shemaya, right? It's going to be a period of long-standing peace. And in Pasuk Yitzes and Chaf, we find very difficult psukim to interpret, but at least the Malbim uses this poetic description when Sancheir of Overan Yehuda destroyed the forests, and then the army swooped in on the low-lying cities. While all this was going on, Yerushalayim remained intact. In and around Yerushalayim, wherever there was water, you put your seeds. You weren't afraid of the enemy. The pasuk can be also said in a broader sense. Not only is Yishayahu talking about during the Assyrian conquest, but he sees this in the future. In Galus, where there'll be opportunities for spiritual growth, the leaders will go ahead and plant the plants to know that no matter what happens as we're running from place to place, there's always Torah to be found. And one is the Ol HaMitzvos that a person has to carry. The other is the Ol HaYisurim. Sometimes in life, Rav Schwab says, there is a yoke of trial and tribulation. Everyone carries a pekel on his back, right? And still notwithstanding, Ashreichem Zoria Komaya Meshachei Regal Ashor Bachamor. Wherever we are praised for being able to carry that load on our backs. And even today, as we commemorate the terrible tragedies of Shavuos HaBetamos, we hope that the tragedies that we carry are on our backs. For all the breaches of the walls that we talked about over Shabbos, Ezus Hashem, those things will bring us back with Tzion Barina, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that this be the last of the fast that we observe. Have an easy fast and a wonderful day.